Okay, before you listen to the sermon, read 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So today we're doing the 11th chapter of the second letter of the Corinthians. Now, last week we saw Paul pointing out that his authority was given from God. Why was he pointing these things out? Because some of them were not recognizing his authority. And they were saying things like, oh, in your letters you may sound bold, but in person you're not like that. You're weak.
And you're not such
a great speaker. And Paul, of course, assures them that if they won't fix the issues that they have, when he comes to them, he will be bold. And he will deal with the problems. But he rather doesn't have to do that and have them fix it themselves before he comes. Now, what are they doing? They're comparing Paul to other people, other teachers, other preachers. And we saw that these other teachers and preachers were boasting about themselves. They were commending themselves.
In
chapter 11, he will continue on that. Because as we'll see, he's concerned for the church of Corinth. That if they don't fix these issues, that they will get into trouble. And Paul is defending himself against other teachers that have crept into the church, driving them in the wrong direction. Now let's start reading 2 Corinthians 11, verse 1 and 2. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
که من بر شما غیور هستم به غیرت الهی، زیرا که شما را به یک شوهر نامزد ساختم تا باکری پاک دامن به مسیح سپارم.
Yeah, so Paul starts out here to say you need to bear with me in some foolishness. And he's telling them about something he's going to say. He's going to say some things that are foolish. And it's like he's saying, hey, stick with me till the end. Yeah, because I will say some things that are foolish, but I'm trying to make a point here. And in the second part of this chapter, he's going to go actually do that. But first he starts with a warning. Yeah, he begins to talk about it. He's jealous for them. Yeah, we have godly jealousy. Yeah, and I do not know in Farsi how that works, but in English they use two words that they actually have, the word jealousy has gotten a new meaning. Because if people say jealous, they think of a negative thing, negative meaning in general. Yeah, but there is another word that is actually the negative word, which is envy. And the Bible defines the word jealously not as necessarily something bad. You have godly jealousy here.
Now,
here's the difference. Yeah, being jealous is when you are possessive over something that is rightfully yours. Yeah, for example, a jealous husband, that's a good thing, is jealous of his wife. Because he doesn't want to share his wife with other men. Yeah, he doesn't want her wife, his wife to be comfortable with all the men around. And the same is for a wife.
Yeah,
a wife can be jealous for her own husband.
Yeah,
because she doesn't want to share him with other women.
Yeah,
she doesn't want him to be over friendly with other women. Yeah, that's a good jealousy. Yeah, the Bible says that God is jealous.
Yeah,
Deuteronomy 6:15, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God
among you.
Yeah, God is jealous for his people. Yeah, and then of course you have envy.
بعد حسادت yeah. هم داری.
This is when you want things that are not rightfully yours.
چیزایی که مال تو نیست و میخوای.
You look at something that doesn't belong to you.
مثلا چیزی که مال تو نیست و نگاه میکنی.
But to somebody else.
مال یه نفر دیگه.
You wish it was yours.
کاش
Now you're coveting after it.
دنبال اون میخوای برسی. اتای قلبت میخوای که به اون برسی.
Yeah, if you would cover after somebody else's spouse, there will be envy. There will be
covetous.
And of course, that will be very bad.
نسبت زن یه نفر دیگه اون بده.
Yeah, because you're wanting something that is not yours.
چیزی رو میخوای که مال تو نیست.
Paul is jealous for them in a good way. Godly jealousy.
داره بهشون و حسادتش نیکوست.
And he wants the church of Corinth to do well.
کلیسای قرنتوس
خوب باشه. He wants to present this church to God.
میخواد کلیسا رو تبدیل کنه.
It says as a chaste virgin to Christ.
به عنوان یه باکره به کلیسا.
Now he wants them to be the best they can be.
میخواد بهترین که باشه باشه. میخواد خالص باشه در مقابل خدا.
Not to file all kinds of corruption. But he's worried. Read verse 3 in 2 Corinthians verse 11. But I fear, lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Yeah, so what does Paul worry for? He's worried that the church of Corinth will be tricked by Satan into going after false teachers and prophets. And false teachers and prophets that will make the things that are simple and plain in Christ and make them complex and difficult to understand.
Yeah.
For example, is getting saved easy? The answer is yes. It is very easy. How easy? So easy that a six-year-old can comprehend the gospel and get saved. Yeah, how is it simple?
Yeah,
because the gospel is that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, was buried and rose again,
and to go
to heaven, we need to believe on him.
Yeah,
that's something that a six-year-old can grasp. The gospel is made simple. Yeah, Matthew 18:3. Yeah, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
و گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم تا بازگشت نکنید و مثل طفل کوچک نشوید هرگز داخل ملکوت آسمان نخواهید شد.
Yeah, Jesus even makes this point. You need to become like children.
مثل بچه‌ها میگه باید.
And just trust the simple truth of the gospel.
اعتماد کنید به حقیقت ساده.
That you're saved by faith, by believing, by trusting what Jesus has done.
Yeah,
do not make it complicated.
خیلی سختش نکنید. خیلی بزرگش نکنید.
Now, what will be complicated?
چی سخت بزرگ کردنش؟
For example, a works-based gospel.
انجیلی که به کار و ربط.
Yeah, that you have to work for your salvation. Yeah, they say things like to get saved, you at least need to be willing to turn from your sins. Okay, how willing do you need to be then? Or do you need to be willing to be willing? How many bad things can I do and it still be okay?
Because inevitably
becomes clear that we're not without sin. Yeah, what sort of sins can I commit and still be okay? How many of which ones? Yeah, because surely murder is worse than thinking foolishness. Or how good do I need to be to make it?
Yeah,
you can see, of course, this is a false gospel. You can see how this is complicated. What God has made very simple. The gospel is saved by grace.
By
believing. Yeah, and of course, if you have a works-based gospel, that is not a gospel. So Paul is concerned that under the influence of some bad people, some bad teachers, that they would allow in their midst that the church is slowly going to go off the rails. Now, what specific falsehoods is he worried for? read verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him.
زیرا هرگاه آن که آمد به عیسی دیگر موعظه میکرد غیر از آن که ما بدون موعظه میکردیم یا شما روحی دیگر را جز آن که یافته بودید یا انجیلی دیگر را به غیر از آن چه قبول کرده بودید میپذیرفتید نیکو میکردید که متحمل میشد.
Yeah, so he's afraid that they are bearing, they are put up with false teachers who teach another Jesus.
Yeah?
Have another spirit. Yeah, who preach another gospel. Yeah, he is afraid that this influence will corrupt the church. Now, what is another Jesus? What's the issue with that? There's only Jesus of the Bible. Yeah, is it Jesus of Islam? Is it the same Jesus of the Bible?
Is انجیل کتاب اسلام با انجیل کتاب مقدس یکیه؟
Absolutely not. Because the Jesus of Islam is just a prophet. Yeah, the Jesus of the Bible is the Son of God, God in the flesh.
Yeah.
Is the Jesus of Mormonism? Is it the same Jesus of the Bible? No, they teach that Satan is the brother of Jesus. That Jesus is a created being.
Yeah?
That is not Jesus of the Bible. Who eternally existed.
Yeah?
As the Son of God. As the second person of the Godhead. Is the Jesus of the Bible the same as the Jesus of the Jehovah's Witnesses? No. Because they teach that Jesus is a created being again. Michael the archangel. Yeah, that they teach that Jesus is a lesser God. Okay, that's not the Jesus of the Bible. Because the Jesus of the Bible is God Almighty. Yeah, when you talk with them, they'll say, oh, yeah. Jesus is God, they will say that. But they don't mean the same. Yeah, if you go to John 1 and read verse 1, yeah, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses have changed that verse in their own corrupt Bible version. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Yeah, the Jesus that the Jehovah's Witnesses believe in is not the Jesus of the Bible. Is the Jesus of the Bible the same as the Jesus of the oneness Pentecostals? Yeah, I would say that God the Father is the same person as Jesus Christ. No. Because Jesus is the second person of the Godhead. Yeah, we believe in the Trinity. God is three in one. Yeah, three persons, eternal existence. Yet one God. Yeah, we are not modalists.
If you want,
that's a technical term for that. You have to believe that God the Father is the same as Jesus Christ, the same person. So, the oneness Pentecostals don't have the Jesus of the Bible. They all have another Jesus. And the problem is that there's only one Jesus who saves. And that's the Jesus of the Bible, who is the Savior of the whole world. Yeah, so Paul says, do not put up, but people will come to you would declare another Jesus. And then it says also don't put up with people who bring in another spirit. Now of course what is the spirit that we are okay with? The Holy Spirit. Yeah, the Bible tells us to be filled with the Spirit. As a Christian, yeah, you are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we don't want people infiltrating in the church, having an unclean spirit. Yeah, people who are demon possessed and a devil. Yeah, that spirit we shouldn't be tolerating in our midst. Now, how can that look like? Now, for example, you have churches, not real churches, but false churches where the bodies get taken over, people start speaking gibberish. They start falling on the ground, shaking, barking like dogs, laughing hysterically. And they say it's from the Holy Spirit. That's a lie, because that's another spirit. Yeah, the Holy Spirit doesn't possess people, overtake them, so they have no control anymore. Yeah, that is another spirit. And he doesn't want them to be put up with another gospel. Yeah, what are the gospel and gospel works? And gospel that is not simple in Christ, but a gospel that is made complicated. A gospel where you need to keep the commandments to be saved. Yeah, another gospel that cannot save. Yeah, because there's only one gospel, of course. First, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 16:30-31, if you want to read it. 30 and 31. Yeah.
و ایشان را بیرون آورد و گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور که تو به اهل خانه‌ات نجات
یابی. So people can say they're Christian, they can come in and present themselves as Christian. It doesn't mean that they are. Yeah, when somebody says I believe in Jesus. Okay, what Jesus are you talking about? Yeah, and of course if you go out soul winning, often when you talk with Muslims, they will say that. Oh, well, we believe in Jesus. You believe in some kind of Jesus, but you don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. Yeah, you believe in another Jesus. Oh, I received the Holy Spirit and I can speak all this nonsense. Okay, that's another spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Oh, I believe the good news. I believe the gospel. Okay, what do you think you need to do to get saved? Is it works? That's another gospel. That's not the gospel. Yeah, so Paul knows that there are false prophets out there. Yeah, he's been attacked. His authority has been taken in question. Yeah, his work that he has done has been taken in question. He's not been boasting. He's been very humble, and they think they can talk down to him now. But he knows there are enemies that are trying to stop the work of God. And Paul is warning for false teachers and prophets that they are receiving in the midst, that they are giving a platform in the church. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 5 and 6. For I suppose I was not wit behind the very chiefest apostles, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been truly made manifest among you in all things.
زیرا مرا یقین است که از بزرگترین رسولان هرگز کمتر نیستم اما هرچند در کلام ساده باشم اما در دانش نه بلکه در هر امری نزد همه کس به شما آشکارا
Yeah, so they had accused Paul for being a poor speaker. Yeah, they said, hey, I might be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and somebody who is a great speaker, it doesn't mean that he is automatically a man of God. It doesn't mean that he's telling the truth. Go to Romans 16:18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
زیرا که چنین اشخاص خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را خدمت نمی کنند بلکه شکم خود را و به سخنان نیکو و تملق آمیز دلهای ساده دلان را می فریبند.
Yes, so they speak good words and have fair speeches. Yet they are deceiving people. And actually often false teachers, false prophets are very good speakers. They sound very convincing. They are funny. They are dynamic. But the fact that they are like that doesn't mean they're right.
And
I'm not against people being great speakers, but you rather have a very poor speaker, but that he has knowledge and preaches the truth,
باشه و حقیقت رو بهتون میگه تا یه کسی که فقط با زبان صحبت کرده
باشه. You don't want a smooth talker entertaining you while teaching lies. چرب
زبونی دلتون رو بگیره و دروغ‌ها رو بهتون یاد بده.
Yeah, verse 7, 2 Corinthians 11. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted because I've preached to you the gospel of God freely?
آیا گناه کردم که خود را خوار ساختم تا شما سرفراز شوید زیرا انجیل خدا را به شما به رایگان بشارت دادم؟
Yeah, it's like he's saying, did I make a mistake being so humble around you?
آیا اشتباه کردم که انقدر
So now you can just talk down on me, saying I'm rude in speech, not accepting my authority,
قدرتمو قبول نمی‌کنی.
Did I do something against you?
آیا چیزی بر ضد
من When I preached the gospel to you freely,
and then
in verse 8 and 9 he goes further with this now.
Yeah?
I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do your to you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man, for that was which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I've kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself.
زیرا برادرانی که از مقدونیه آمدند نیاز مرا رفع نمودند و در هر چیز از بار نهادن بر شما خود را نگاه داشته و خواهند داشت.
Now of course Paul didn't literally rob churches.
پولس رسول واقعا دزد غارت نکرده کلیسا.
Yeah, what he's saying here is that other churches churches from Macedonia
had
been supplying Paul with what he needed to do the ministry yeah, in the church in Corinth. Yeah, he did not take that money from the church of Corinth. He was not a burden to them. He only had been of service to them. He only had been a blessing to them. Yeah, he'd been giving to them. Verse 10, as the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Yeah, Achaia is the southern part of Greece, remember? Yeah, and of course, Corinth is also in Achaia. So what is the boasting that he's talking about? The fact that he didn't take anything from anybody in that area. Yeah, it didn't cost them anything having Paul over there, being a blessing to them, preaching to them, teaching them. Paul says, hey, it wasn't me,
yeah,
it wasn't the churches from the north, yeah, the area of Macedonia, yeah, that helped. Yeah, so I could do this freely as a service to you. Yeah, he was there to give. Yeah, verse 11. Wherefore, because I love you not, God know it. Yeah, so why did I do this? Why did I only give and I was not a burden to you? Why was I of service to you? Was it because I don't love you? Yeah, of course, God knows the answer to that. Yeah, God knows my heart. And of course, he means with this that he does love them. Verse 12 till 14, 15, 12 to 15. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
اما آنچه می کنم همچنان خواهم کرد تا از فرصت طلبان فرصت را منقطع سازم تا در آنچه فرق می کنند چون ما نیز یافت شوند زیرا که چنین اشخاص رسولان دروغین و کارگزارانی مکار هستند که خیشتن را به رسولان مسیح شبیه می سازند و عجیب نیست چون که خود شیطان هم خیشتن را به فرشته نور شبیه می سازند پس امر بزرگی نیست که خادمان وی خیشتن را به خادمان عدالت شبیه سازند که عاقبت ایشان بر حسب اعمالشان خواهد
بود. Yes, so Paul is warning them for these people that call themselves apostles, that call themselves workers for God. Yeah, but in reality they're false apostles and deceitful workers.
کارکنان
yeah, they are there to deceive.
Yeah,
they might be good speakers.
They
might sound really nice.
But
they bring another Jesus. Yeah, they bring another spirit. They bring another gospel. Of course, we shouldn't be surprised that people like that exist. Because it gives an example. Because Satan is transformed as an angel of light. Satan is a deceiver. Yeah, he's the father of lies. Yeah, Satan doesn't come to people with the horns and a pitchfork. People look like an angel of light. Yeah, some of the false religions, for example, Islam,
yeah,
an angel of light. Muhammad spoke with an angel of light.
Yeah, he spoke with Satan.
Yeah, Joseph Smith.
Yusuf.
Yeah, from the Mormons.
As Mormon ha.
Yeah, he received his book from an angel. He was the monarch, the Satan. Yeah, the devil himself is transformed into an angel of light. And so are his ministers transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Yeah, and here's a tricky thing with false teachers. They sound nice, they are friendly, they seemingly do good things. They use biblical terms. They talk the Christian talk. And that's why the Bible also calls them wolves in sheep clothing. Because they look like sheep. They look like Christians. They look there from God. Because they are transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Yet they are wolves. Yet they are from the devil. And of course, there are those who know what they are doing. Yeah, they are used by the devil. They know that they're doing it. They're wicked people hating God. And they enter churches to destroy, to cause harm. That is literally what they're there for. And then you have another category that is also used by Satan. But they are unaware that they're being used by Satan. Yeah, they're unsafe people. They do not have the spirit. They're into all kinds of false doctrines. And they also creep into churches and they start proclaiming their false doctrines. Bringing destruction, leading people astray. Spreading like another gospel. Yeah, and we don't want to put up with these people either. Sorry, the power supply was out. It's fixed. So we all need to have our eyes open.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, yeah, the church and people in the church can be harmed. Yeah. And it even could be that people that are with us for a long time are in the category. Yeah, Judas, for example, was with Jesus more than 3 years. He was on devil from the beginning. Yeah, he was stealing from the offering. Of course, he betrayed Jesus in the end. Now, Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that one of them was a devil. But none of the disciples had any clue. Because Judas was a sheep, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, not to say that you have to distrust everybody,
yeah.
But the Bible calls us to be vigilant, to have our eyes open. And Paul says, don't put up with people who preach another Jesus. Yeah. Don't give them a platform. Don't allow them. Yeah, that needs to be dealt with. Yeah. Don't give him a platform to people who bring another spirit, who teach another gospel. Yeah, that needs to be dealt with. Go to Ephesians 2, 1-3. And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
و شما را که در خطایا و گناهان مرده بودید زنده گردانید، که در آن در گذشته رفتار میکردید بر حسب دوره این جهان، بر وقف رئیس قدرت هوا، یعنی آن روحی که اکنون در فرزندان نافرمانی عمل میکنند، که در میان ایشان همه ما نیز در شهوات جسمانی خود از این زندگی میکردیم و هوس‌های جسمانی و افکار خود را به عمل میآوردیم و طبیعتاً فرزندان غضب بودیم، چنان که دیگران.
Yeah, unsaved people are walking according to the course of this world. Unsaved people are walking according to the prince or the power of the air. And of course, that is talking about the devil. Unsaved people, knowingly or unknowingly, can be used by the devil to infiltrate, to cause harm to church, to God's work. Yeah, without Christ, yeah, people can be used by the devil to destroy. Even when people have no idea that they are used by the devil.
So
Paul is warning for infiltrators.
اپولوس میگه اعلام خطر میکنه برای اونهایی که وارد میشن یواشکی
به کلیسا. Yeah, because that's what's happening in the church in Corinth.
کلیسای قرنتوس این اتفاق داره میفته.